Welcome to Understanding the Scriptures with Dr. David Kinlow, Senior Pastor of Word of God Community Church in Canton, Ohio. In 3 John, there arose an issue with the financial support of a couple of brothers in Christ working in the ministry. The church was instructed by the Apostle John to financially support them. However, Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, would not acknowledge the apostle's authority to instruct them to do so. This is part 2 of Dr. Kinlow's message in 3 John. Let's listen and learn.
Now, in spite of being deeply hurt by that and wounded by all of this, to be honest, I was crushed. In spite of all that, the love of God constrains me or controls me to such an extent that if they called me 5 minutes after I got through preaching this morning and they said they needed me because something terrible had happened, get in my help them. Amen. Even though I honestly believe they would not lift a finger if I needed them. Now, I know this may be my Achilles heel or a weakness I need to overcome. Because see, it's things like that that will eventually destroy you. I guess the Holy Spirit is going to have to deal some more with me over things such as this, because I guess I'm either too long-suffering. My wife often tells me, Pastor, you just long-suffering. Amen. Maybe I'm not hardcore enough. Now, I wrote that statement that I just gave you Thursday, that maybe the Lord's going to have to deal with me some more over this. So I wrote that Thursday. On Saturday, the Lord dealt with me. He showed me why sometimes this is critical. I talked to an individual of a church in Canton, not this church. And there's an individual in this church that everybody knows was doing all kind of stuff, bad stuff. But the pastor failed to deal with them. Same reason, we don't want to offend the perpetrator. So never was dealt with. The pastor failed to deal with a Diotrephes type of person. And now it has put that church in a critical situation that affects everyone. And what I'm trying to get you to see today before I move on is sometimes you have to deal with Diotrephes. Amen. Amen. Because Diotrephes will destroy everyone. Yes. Number 2, the reason why Diotrephes did not want to support the preachers in the material or financial sense is because he was a man, John says, who loves to be first among them. Verse 9, John says, let me get back to 1 John. 3 John, in verse 9, I wrote something to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first among them, does not accept what we say. King James says he loved to have the preeminence among them. This phrase in the New American Standard, which I'm using, or the King James, it's one Greek word, philoproteo, and it literally means friend of being first. It means you are intimate with being number one. There are other terms that are synonym, but there are other synonyms of this. Let me give you some: selfish, self-centered, egotistical, conceited, the big head, stuck on yourself, in love with yourself, or in clinical language, you are a narcissist. A person who has an overestimation of their abilities or an excessive need for admiration, and therefore you admire yourself, or you have the attitude which says, it's good to be me. There are many godless men in the Bible who suffer from this sin personality disorder. But the one who comes to my mind most vividly is Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, in Daniel 4:28-30, which records Nebuchadnezzar walking out on the balcony of his palace one day, and he makes this statement: is this not Babylon the Great, which I myself have built. As a royal residence by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty. If you know the story, immediately after Nebuchadnezzar made this statement, God struck him with insanity. To such an extent, he thought he was a wild animal. He crawled out of the palace. He just boasted a building. He crawled out, the Bible says, like one of the oxen of the field. And he lived like one of the oxen of the field, grazing alongside the other cattle. And God left him there for 7 years. And after God allowed him to sober up, then he understood that God is the God of heaven. Amen. And God puts up whom he puts up, and God puts down who he puts down. And he learned that God is in control of everything. Church troublemakers always think they are number one. Church troublemakers and those who breed discourse are almost always those who want to be first among all. They love to be preeminent. They are great friends of being first. They are in love with themselves. They are stuck on their own so-called ability. They are stuck on their own so-called greatness. They believe the church needs to do it their way because they believe they got it going on. Nobody else does. In light of all of this, we would do well as a church body to keep our eye on the one who or whoever thinks they know everything and how all which needs to be done in the church needs to be done for normally. That is a person who sooner or later will create a church mess, dissension, and discord amongst the brethren, or they will end up leading the charge in a we hate the pastor campaign, or now our church stinks. Amen. Watch out. Number three, Diotrephes. John says Diotrephes does not accept what we say. Diotrephes gave no credence to the words of John. This is truly one of the marvels of the New Testament of antiquity, for as I said repeatedly in the introduction to these sermons, that John was one of Christ's original disciples. He was a personal witness to Jesus' miracles, his teaching, his death on the cross, his physical resurrection from the dead, and Christ stepping on a cloud and being received back to heaven. He was an apostle who operated in the full authority of Christ, and thus when he spoke and wrote as an apostle, it was just as if Christ himself was giving the words. In spite of all of this, Diotrephes did not accept the words of John to be true. And I've been accused of being too intellectual. But I'm sorry, for in this particular case, my mind just cannot come up with any intelligent reason why Diotrephes believed he was right, but John had no idea what he was talking about. When it came to these spiritual issues, Diotrephes was so stuck on himself that it really made him insane to a degree. You know, you can become so stuck on yourself, so overestimate yourself. Be so in love with yourself. Be so in love with being first among everybody that you cannot hear the word of God. And you will do things which are very clear to most to be insane. Because you would think Diotrephes would understand the one who most likely was given the true word of God was the one who had been with Jesus. I mean, this is not rocket science. It's not theory of relativity and all that other kind of stuff. It's not physics and none of that. It's like, let's see, you live with Jesus, amen, and you sat under his feet, amen, and he was one of the inner circle of his three closest friends, Peter, James, and John. Let's see, you saw all of his miracles. Let's see, you was on the boat and we was all about to die, and the Lord woke up and said, "Peace, be still," and even the wind and the waves obeyed him. You were there. You saw him take a few fish and a few loaves and feed thousands. You saw him walk on water. Amen. You heard all of his profound teaching. You were at his cross when he gave up the ghost, and you took care of his mother after he died. And you saw him after he rose from the dead. Let's see now. Who more than likely knows what they're talking about? You or Diotrephes? Who hasn't experienced any of this? See, Diotrephes did not accept the word of John because he was stuck on himself. It was all about me, myself, and I. I want to be in control. Amen. What is even more amazing is there were people willing to follow Diotrephes. That's what is truly amazing. For him to be putting people out to church, he had to have some help. Amen. So even more amazing is that people were willing to follow Diotrephes in his spiritual insanity rather than John. Likewise, I don't understand people who will follow the bishop but give no credence to the words the Holy Spirit gave to us through the pen, and especially the Apostle Paul. People will follow someone who is in rebellion against God, but the guy who is faithful to the word of God is given no credence today. As a matter of fact, the guy who is faithful in the word of God, he's the one made out to be the enemy nowadays. Beware of following and giving credence to the person who thinks they know everything there is to know about preaching, teaching, how the church ought to be run, especially when they've never preached one sermon, have never built anything, haven't built a church, haven't pastored 5 seconds, while at the same time proclaiming the pastor who you know is faithful is a dummy. But the chances are great you will be following a Diotrephes. A man who was evil at his very core, a man who no doubt was a person who had what Brother Keith doth as accurately phrased, a false conversion. Amen. That's another way of saying they've never been saved. There's something wrong with folks who live a life all the time in rebellion against God. Every time you read a verse of scripture, they got an excuse why they don't have to follow it. There's something wrong when you can read a verse that says, well, now, you really, now, is that what that really means? What does the Greek say? Now, they don't even know Greek. Amen. What does the Hebrew and Greek say? Can't even spell the word Greek. Amen. Always have an excuse not to do what God clearly says in his word. There is something wrong. And as we shall see in verse 11, John says that what's wrong is they have not seen God. In other words, they are not saved. Verse 10, and I'm almost through. John says, for this reason, if I come, I will call attention to his deeds, which he does, unjustly accusing us with wicked words. And not satisfied with this, he himself does not receive the brethren either, and he forbids those who desire to do so and puts them out of the church. John says, for this reason. What reason? Well, for the reason he just stated, of the fact that because Diotrephes loved to be first, does not want to accept what we have to say. John says, when I come, when I visit this church, he says, he would call Diotrephes out publicly. Amen. Wow. And bring attention to the deeds which he was doing. That is, John says, when I get there, I am going to confront Diotrephes publicly, because Diotrephes was unjustly accusing John and those associated in ministry with him with wicked words. The phrase unjustly accusing is one Greek word, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce it this morning. But it literally means trifling babble. So John is saying, when I get there, I'm going to deal with this trifling babbler. John says, when or if he came to this church, he would call Diotrephes out publicly concerning the trifling babble or wicked words he was attributing to John and those who minister with him. John says he would also call out Diotrephes because he did not accept the brethren. Remember, these brethren were the ministry associates of John, whom he had sent out to teach the various congregations the word of God. It seems as though when these preachers arrived to preach and teach at this church, Diotrephes would not let them enter wherever the church met. He blocked them from entering wherever the church was. And not only this, John would call attention to the fact that Diotrephes, he also forbid others in the church to receive these ministers of the word of God. And he also put out of the church those who supported these preachers and teachers of the gospel. He put them out of the church. And so from this, we can see the extent of Diotrephes' evil. And why he really needed to be dealt with, his name really needed to be called out, and why when John arrived at this church, he would publicly call attention to his evil deeds. You know, from this we can see the fact that Diotrephes was a hindrance to the people receiving the word of God. For the one sent by John to minister the word of God, Diotrephes, he wouldn't even let them in the church. Therefore, Diotrephes needed to be dealt with in a public setting so all in the church could see him for who he really was. An evil man who really did not know God, but one who had, here we go again, he had experienced obviously a false conversion. Amen. There are some people who are in the midst of God's people. They claim to be saved. Yet they are a constant hindrance to the people receiving the word of God. This is a major spiritual disease. For if the people cannot hear the word of God, they cannot grow in the grace of God. If the unsaved people cannot hear the word of God, they cannot come to know Christ. For the unsaved are saved through faith in Christ. And the faith they need to be saved comes from hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There are times when Diotrephes type of people need to be dealt with in a public setting. And what they are doing needs to be brought to the attention of the entire church, just as Diotrephes and his evil deeds needed to be dealt with in a public setting, for they are spiritually destructive. See, y'all, I don't know if we're in touch with this. When you have a person, when you have one or two individuals and they're wearing your pastor down, to the point he can't hardly study and give you the word of God, this is a problem. And everybody suffers when this happens. See, there's just time you have to deal with Diotrephes. And not only do the evil deeds of some need to be made public because they are a hindrance to the word of God, but also you need to understand people like Diotrephes, they often talk and contaminate others concerning the church and those in the church. Very seldom does Diotrephes keep it to himself. They cannot help but to spread it to others who have been deceived into believing they are super spiritual. You see, beloved, when people don't know the rest of the story concerning Diotrephes, they are often led to join the forces of evil in this Diotrephes type of person. There are times when people need to know the rest of the story in order that they not join forces with wickedness. Amen. I'm going to say this and I'm through. This is a truth which can only be understood by those who are mature, or they are maturing believers who are spiritually minded. Or those whose mind is on the things of God rather than things of man. For when those who are spiritually immature hear what I just said, even though you clearly know God, they will still say, I just don't know if that's right. They'll still say, I don't know if it's right for pastor to publicly expose somebody just because they tried to shut his kidneys down with catfish. Amen. That ain't that bad. It's bad. Amen. Listen, it takes a spiritually discerning person to see how insidious things such as this really are. And thus they are detrimental to the body of Christ. And they are detrimental to those who are part of a local church where they hang out. And so people sometimes need to know who these people are, that they are spiritually dangerous. And they will cause great destruction in a local church. if they are left unchecked. I want you to know this. I'm not talking about someone that says, "Pastor, I know I was wrong and I just messed up." I can deal with that because we all been there. I've had people call me up and say, "Pastor, I ran my mouth off too much and I said stuff I shouldn't have said. Would you forgive me?" That's fine. We all been there, done that. Amen. People have called me up. I was just inappropriate. And so, "Pastor, you know, it won't happen again." I get it. But when we confront you about your hair and you say, "I don't care. This is me. These are my principles." That's a time we have to, so to speak, spiritually man up. And sometimes we need to do what we need to do. Amen. This is for the spiritually minded person. The person that is deeply rooted in the Word of God and in fellowship with God. Because if you think of these principles are wrong, then you need to question yourself. Not your salvation, but your fellowship with God. For this is nothing other than the Word of God. Amen. Amen. That's all I have to say today. Let's pray. Father God, I praise you and thank you for all things. Lord, this is difficult stuff to preach. As someone used to say, it's tight, but it's right. It's the Word of God. Lord, I pray that all of us will search our hearts and search our minds. And the first thing, let us all make sure we are not diatrophies. That's where we need to start. Amen. And if we think we are the diatrophies or we have diatrophies ways, we need to confess it before the Lord and repent of our sin and get it right with God. And I pray that we all know that at least I get no pleasure out of preaching this. I take no pleasure out of dealing with these things. It's very distasteful to me. But I've lived long enough and pastored long enough to understand when you violate any principle in the Word of God, it always comes back to haunt you later on. And so, Lord, we want to do this thing the way you have commanded us to do it. But yet, Lord, we want to do it in love. Amen. And so we're not out to try to embarrass anybody or any of this or that. But God has called us to stand up on the truth of the Word of God, even when it makes us uneasy. It is the Word of God. I pray that we can say, "It is the Word of the Lord. Let us submit ourselves unto it." Maybe there is one today, you are not saved. You do not know Jesus Christ. This is so critical. None of us know what tomorrow will bring. We live in an evil day, an evil time. And so of all that you do, we all need to know Christ as Savior, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible says, Jesus says, "No man can come to the Father except it be by me."
Many false teachers are filling the airwaves and internet saying things that are absolutely contrary to sound doctrine. Yet many, not all, pastors and followers of Christ do not think they should openly warn people of their teaching and biblically refute what they proclaim. However, we see here in 3 John, John identifies who Diotrephes is and what he has done in the church. Let this guide our thinking on how we should respond to someone in the church that defies the authority of Scripture and does what is evil. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Understanding the Scriptures with Dr. David Kinlow, Senior Pastor of Word of God Community Church in Canton, Ohio. Join us tomorrow as he continues teaching the Word of God.